Hello, and welcome to the Commissioner Code.
First episode.
My name is Dan Skavopsky. With me is going to be always my co-host.
Rick Vogler.
Rick the Stick Vogler. We are here to just talk about fantasy football, but not in a way that you would normally hear people talk about fantasy football.
Definitely not.
We are two people who we're just, to put it nicely, we're just like obsessed with it. It just, everything about fantasy football, and not even just playing fantasy football, but just everything about it, we just love it so much that we just couldn't keep it to ourselves and we had to do this.
Yeah, see, there's a big distinction because we're not, I mean, you see the guys who develop their special algorithms. They play DraftKings every day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in it to make money.
Oh, yeah.
We're not in it to make money. We're not in love with winning on DraftKings or anything like that. We're just in love with fantasy football and our league. And as we're talking about, we're trying to make our fantasy football league the best it can possibly be.
Right. And that's kind of why we're here. We're here for the people who either, you know, have just heard about fantasy football and they're just trying to, like, find out where to begin. Or we're here for people who have, you know, been playing for, you know, 10 years and are saying, like, all right, you know, it's, you know, I've had a really fun time doing it. Like, what else can I do? Like, I love just, like, the whole, like, ad drops and setting the lineups and trades and everything. Like, what else can I do to make fantasy football a better experience for me or my league? If you're, like, a commissioner or you're just trying to, like, get to the next level, this is why we're doing this. So pretty much just to say it, like, give our kind of, like, our mission statement, we are everything about fantasy football except actually playing fantasy football.
We're not giving you advice.
No. This isn't an
We're
advice.
We're not going to tell you how to set your lineup. This not Matthew Berry.
No.
We're not any of that shit.
This isn't a show to say, here are our sleepers for the week. Here are our rankings.
No.
This is who you should keep.
We sure don't know.
No.
We don't have your answers to your lineup.
We are two people who are just trying to make the league in itself more fun. Not just playing, not just trying to get you to win. Because honestly, sometimes when your league is fun enough, it's pretty fun to lose.
Yeah, both of us were in our losers bracket this year. And we still had a great time playing fantasy football.
No, see, that's great. So this is just our intro episode. There will be definitely more coming. Unfortunately, since fantasy football is so seasonal, we're going to have to kind of figure out when we're going to post these things because it's going to pretty much be chronological. So we're going to take you through, for instance, like at the end of the season, we're going to take you through like what kind of league is best for you. Like if you want to do like a keeper league or if you're in a dynasty league, you know, you could add that feature to your league. We're going to talk about, you know, what to do in the off-season kind of a fantasy football. I know this sounds kind of ridiculous for people who are like, why do these people care so much about fantasy football? And I understand that completely. But some of you are listening to this and you're like, you know what? Yeah, like I kind of feel that way. And that's just all we're looking for. So we're going to have stuff like, you know, what to do in the off-season, you know, what kind of league is best. And then come next year, we're going to have stuff like, where to have your draft, what kind of league, how big is your league, you know, what should the punishments be, awards, what you should do as a commissioner, what you should do as an owner, everything except anything about players, or setting lineups, or rosters,
no,
nothing. So, it's kind of an experiment by us to see how many people are like us, how many people, like, follow fantasy football or care about fantasy football this much, but I don't know. I think it's going to be a really fun topic of discussion because fantasy football has become so big just in the past. Every year it gets bigger and bigger, but not every fantasy league necessarily gets more and more fun. And besides just, you know, saying, oh, let me put $100 in, you know, check my lineup every week, and then if I win, great, and if I don't, you know, whatever.
If you have a league with your friends, like we do, I mean, the possibilities are endless. Like, your league can just keep building on itself each year, and you can really maximize your fantasy football experience.
I mean,
so that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're trying to convey ways that you guys can do that, too.
Right.
Like I said, we're not experts on, like, how to have the perfect league either, because we're trying to achieve that.
No, we are with you on that. We are still experimenting some things, adding, cutting some things. We're just trying to, see what people like the most, and we're just going to stick with that. But fantasy football is never finished. I mean, everything changes so much every year that it can you can have almost a brand new league every year if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes it really exciting and really fun. And that's why we're just trying to, you know, get all of that out of it.
Right now, as we record this, it's week 16, probably championship week for you guys listening. And it's a really exciting time in the season. So in these few episodes we do before the off season that we can, that kind of makes sense to do now, we'll appeal to that that excitement that's going on right now that as the season's finishing up.
Right. For just to give you kind of an example of, you know, what these topics of each episode is going to be. So next episode, we already have kind of a good amount of episodes planned out. Next episode is going to be discussing awards for the winner that you may want to think of. And you can give an award, obviously, any time in the off season, or punishments for whoever comes in last place. So it's not just, you know, you have your winner and he wins money. Great. You have your consolation bracket and that's that. Okay, sorry, ha, you came in last, ha, that's so funny. No, it's going to be, you know, we're going to be talking make insane awards for the winner, you know, just living like an absolute king.
We're just going to throw so many possibilities out there, so.
We're going to make it like a caste system in fantasy football. We're going to have the kings up top, and, you know, they're just royalty, and we're just going to have the untouchables at the bottom, whoever comes in last place. And this is the kind of stuff, it's just going to be really fun. It's going to be really just interesting, I think, to listen to and, hear different things about. Yeah.
As you guys hear what we talk about every episode, not just this punishment one and trophy one, like you'll just hear ideas of what you can do with your own leagues, and that's hopefully you guys will be able to take away stuff too.
Right, and 90% of the ideas you could be like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is so stupid. Why do you care
hopefully
so much?
90%.
But if there's just like maybe that one thing per episode, where you're like, like that's kind of funny, that's kind of cool. Like maybe I could like want to try it out. Then that's gonna be great, and we're gonna just try and get this whole, figure out this whole, like, fantasy football experience thing together, because we're still working, you're clearly working, if you've lasted into this, you know, almost 8 minutes of this episode, or you just want to hear a bunch of really fun things, really funny things, and, or just make fun of two guys who just care so much about fantasy football.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be great, too. And yeah. Because if you really don't like fantasy football that much, that's great. I know, obviously, I'm not saying 90% of people in the world play fantasy football. Clearly, it's a very small majority, but it's just growing more and more every year. So that's why I think this is a really cool idea and really mm-hmm. something that I think we're going to have a lot of fun doing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're really excited to get it going.
We are very excited. We hope that maybe the thought of, you know, what we've said so far kind of gets you a little excited to listen about it too. We're going to be setting up a Twitter account very soon. It's going to be, we already have the handle, it's going to be at comcode, commcode. That's going to be on Twitter. That's where we're going to try and really interact with most of our listeners once we kind of get this thing going, you know, because we have, you know, stories and experiences from, we've been in a league for 7 years now, and we have all of our stories and all of our experiences and stuff, but obviously there's, you know, each league is so different.
Yeah.
That we want to hear from other people, their experiences, how they run things. You know, the winner gets this, loser gets this. Our league is structured like this. We have this many whatevers, you know. And so that's going to be really cool. It's going to be like, almost like a just like a group project.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
We're just going to get a bunch of different pieces from all different people, and we're going to put them into one and see what you – we're going to say everything, and you guys take what you like the best or what you don't like and get rid of it. And then we're just going to try and see if we can maybe get your fantasy league to be just a little bit more fun for you and everyone in it.
No fantasy league is perfect. Like, everyone should always be looking for ways to improve.
Right.
So just join us on this journey as us two guys try to achieve.
God.
As we try to achieve this perfect fantasy league.
We know that it's, you know, fantasy football can be, you know, kind of time consuming, and a lot of people don't like that very much, but we're going to find ways to just, even if it's like one small thing a week that you can do or anything like that, to just make your league, you know, 10 times more fun. If you have to spend, you know, an extra $10 or an extra $20, it's going to be way worth it in the long run for your league and for you. And I hope that we are both able to just, I don't know, find some sick ways to play fantasy football.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. I'm excited. You excited?
I'm definitely excited.
I'm excited. We hope you guys are excited. Well, this is going to do it for our intro. This was just a short video just to kind of get the ball rolling and maybe get a positive reaction out of you guys. We're going to be posting some more very shortly. We're going to try and get a bunch in before the off season, like 4 or 5. So
hopefully two episodes come together to start.
Yeah.
Like the intro, and then our first real episode will be up too.
Right.
That so, we talked about the topic of that. So
keep an eye out for that. We really hope you guys have at least... You just kind of like what we're talking about, and you're digging us, and you think we're good looking, and I don't know. Just I hope you guys just keep listening, and because I think just overall it's gonna be a fun thing to listen to, because even if you're not looking maybe to like expand your fantasy, or you're not in a league that it would go for that, just to listen to this kind of stuff might be really fun to listen to and just be like, wow, like I can't believe people have done that for getting in last place. Yeah. Or like, you know, just these funny, outrageous things that people do for fantasy football is what we're living for. And so we are going to try and convey that to you in a manner that's just fun and exciting to listen to, and that maybe you can just get something out of.
Yeah, I think we've done enough selling of ourselves. We don't want to get too repetitive.
No. So thank you for listening. Please, if you like what you hear, just listen to some more. And hopefully you'll be hearing a lot from us soon. Thank you very much. Goodbye.